It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your Day in Tech History. July 25th. 1953, the Dodgers in the 24th and a half century. Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century, the cartoon directed by Chuck Jones is released, featuring Daffy Duck as Duck Dodgers, Porky Pig as and Marvin the Martian. And of course, it became one of the most famous Warner Brothers Merry Melodies cartoons. 1961, Clive Sinclair founded Sinclair Radionics to help develop and sell electronic devices such as calculators. 1989, IBM begins shipping the Personal System 2 with enhanced 8386 memory option and 4 megabit DRAM memory chips. It's the first personal computer product to use 4 megabit memory chips and would cost you $3,495. Also in 1989, U.S. Federal District Judge William Schwartzer, confirms his earlier decision in the case of Apple Computer versus Microsoft, removing all but 10 Apple computers' claims against Microsoft. It was a patent agreement that Apple felt that Microsoft infringed on. In 1990, Microsoft reported that its revenue had exceeded $1 billion in the fiscal year ending in 1990. 1995, Randall Schwartz, convicted of hacking under Oregon's computer crime law. According to prosecution, he illegally bypassed computer security to gain access to a password file while working as a consultant for Intel. 1997, America Online reveals that they have dropped plans to sell subscriber phone numbers to business partners for telemarketing purposes. And in 1999, version 5.4 of Vim, which is an open-source multi-platform text editor, is released. Vim is short for VI Improved. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. Summertime, summertime. What to do during the summer? Well, let's go fly a drone. The Phantom 3 is now available for all your summer flying fun. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there, and it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car many years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks by the lake, or just fly over your house a few times to see how many of the kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History, and I thank you very much for that. Go over there, geekazine.com/DJI, then go out to the park and have some fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Coming back in at 2002, Hewlett-Packard introduces the Jordana 928 handheld computer featuring a 16-bit color screen, compact flash slot, 133 MHz Texas Instruments OMAP 710 processor, 64 MB of RAM, Pocket PC 2002 operating system, and a rechargeable lithium polymer battery, weighed about 6.8 ounces. Also in 2002, Princeton University admissions officials gained unauthorized access to a website at rival Yale University. It contained personal information about applicants to the Ivy League school, according to officials at both institutions. 2005, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich signs a bill into law restricting the sale of violent video games to minors. It would take effect on January 1st, barring stores from selling or renting extremely violent or sexual video games to minors, and violators could be fined up to $1,000. It also required the stores to clearly label their games with ratings. Also in 2005, Microsoft launches Windows Genuine Advantage on its website. Technology scans the user's computer to ensure Windows software is legal.
Version 3.0.5 of the Scientific Linux operating system is released by Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory and the Conseil Européen pour la Recherche Nucléaire, otherwise known as CERN. Just brushing up on my French there. And version 8.0.3.1 of the Netscape browser, based on Mozilla Firefox 1.0.6, is released. 2006, the Open Darwin team announces that the project was shutting down because the maintainers felt that the project had become a mere hosting facility for Mac OS X-related projects. 2008, AOL announces that they would be shutting down some of their sites to improve others. Among those were Bluestring, a site to share videos, music, and photos, xDrive, which is a general-purpose online storage service, and AOL Pictures, where people could store and share photos. xDrive was put up for sale, but there were no takers. It was then shut down on January 12th of 2009. Also in 2008, spam king Eddie Davidson, who was serving prison time for a spam conviction and escaped on the 20th of July, was found with his wife, their three-year-old daughter, and son in an SUV in Colorado. He had apparently shot the daughter and the mom, although the daughter did survive, and the son was not shot, and he, of course, committed suicide at that point. Red Lasso, which was a company that posts TV show clips, shut down after being sued by NBC and Fox. And the FCC approves the $3.3 billion Sirius XM satellite radio merger. And in 2009, Ericsson announces that they will acquire Nortel Wireless Tech, the CDMA and LTE assets, for $1.13 billion. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.